A self-described atheist, Finkelstein told a crowd of about 50 at the Marshall Center that God helps people that help themselves. He proposed a two-part formula to resolve the Israel-Palestine conflict.
The goal has to be the two-state settlement on the June 1967 border and a just resolution of the refugee question.
But he said that would still leave about 194,000 settlers in formerly Palestinian territory. He laid out a solution based upon that border that would provide incentives for Israeli settlers to leave Palestinian territory.
You could still carve out a map which basically solves the problem along the two-state June 1967 border that lets the Palestinians have a clean state and enables the Israelis to keep about 63% of their illegal settlers.
If that were to happen, he calculated that about 5,000 settlers would remain. Finkelstein said that if the Israeli military left the area, the settlers would follow.
But it's also true to say that a large number of the settlers, maybe even as many as a majority, have said, we only move to the occupied territories because of what's called quality of life. They got these very cheap mortgages. They got all of these special subsidies. They say, if you pay us out, we'll leave. We only came here because it's cheap, so if you find us a house in Israel, we'll leave.
He also pointed out that major human rights organizations such as Human Rights Watch are in favor of letting Palestinian refugees return to the land that Israel captured in 1967.
We urge Israel to recognize the right to return for those Palestinians and their descendants who fled from territory that is now within the state of Israel, who have maintained appropriate links with that territory.
And he said that until such an action begins to take place, there are no possibilities for effective negotiations. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and others have said that a Palestinian state is useless without ongoing negotiations, but Finkelstein is hopeful that nonviolent resistance continues to grow. He said the Palestinian uprising in the First Intifada in 1987 lays the groundwork for change.
The problem is they're not yet organized on a big national basis. If they have national massive civil disobedience on the scale, for example, that you saw in India, and I think the mainstream media will find it virtually impossible to ignore, and I think it will have very big, can have a very big impact. So I'm not. Regardless of what the agenda of the mainstream media is, if the nonviolence reaches a sufficient magnitude, it won't be ignored. It can't be ignored.
Nabil Saleh has family in Palestine, and he hopes that the UN Security Council votes in favor of a two-state solution.
Just to see that occur, anything would be possible. If you could stop what is going on in the Middle East, I promise you, you could probably take care of any other solution, because this is such a long struggle. I believe that if you can resolve this, you can resolve any solution. And hopefully, I pray to God, within the next decade and with the work of Dr. Finkelstein and with the young supporters he has, hopefully we can make a difference in the world.
Finkelstein hopes that a Palestinian movement of nonviolence can stand its ground against the Israeli state, which he said is currently backed by an empire of even greater size, the United States. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.